Welcome to Hope for Today, a weekly Bible teaching program that will bring you hope for every day. We greet you with grace and peace from Jesus Christ. We are honored to be teaching His Word via radio, and we are thankful you have joined us. This is Hope for Today, and this program is produced by Heralds of Hope. Heralds of Hope began back in 1967 with the goal of broadcasting expository Bible teaching on American radio stations. 5 years later, the international broadcast was started, and to this day, we continue to broadcast expository Bible teaching. We continue to seek God for direction and pray that He will use us to make disciples of Jesus Christ. As you remember, we are studying through the Gospel of John, and today we will finish up the High Priestly Prayer from John 17. The last section is titled The High Calling, and Jesus makes some very amazing statements in this passage. Before we begin today's teaching, I'd like for us to think some more about a phrase from verse 21. In this verse, Jesus says, "That they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee." In this verse, Jesus declares His oneness with the Father. This is a big deal, because when He said He is one with God, He means He is God. How can this be? There are so many questions that pop into our minds when we try to grasp the idea that Jesus was God. Questions like, why would God limit Himself to a body? How could Jesus have been both God and human? Or, if He was human, could He have sinned? But He was God, and God cannot sin. How are we supposed to explain that? We won't be able to answer all these questions, but we know enough to have faith and trust Him and believe He is God. For me, it's helpful to think about some other possibilities. So, Jesus declared His oneness with the Father. If I would hear someone say this today, I would be very skeptical and think it's a lie. Could Jesus have been lying about this? If Jesus said this and it's not true, then it disqualifies the rest of what He said. If you have ever been lied to, you know how that person's credibility is totally ruined with you. And rightly so. If they lie once, you can't be sure when or if they're telling the truth. When I look at the record of Jesus' life and see its effect on the world in the last 2,000 years, I can't convince myself that all His teaching was good, but this statement was a lie. The possibility that Jesus was lying does not line up with reality. You may think Jesus was crazy. Only crazy people think they are God. Again, I would say look at the rest of what we know about Him. The world He came to was crazy, and the way He was treated was crazy. But this word does not describe Him. In fact, His teachings were very accurate and full of truth. It doesn't line up to say some of His teaching is good and some of it's crazy. Possibly one or the other, but not both. So Jesus was not lying, and He sure isn't crazy. Now let's imagine for a second that He's telling the truth, and He actually is God. Then His life should have been incredible. History should revolve around Him. If He were God, I'd expect Him to be alive and stronger than death. If Jesus were God, surely there would be lots of people today who know Him. I'm sure you realize Jesus has done each of these. His life has changed the world like no other. And there are millions who love Him and would give their life for Him. And I, personally, have found Him to be very much alive. I don't think we will ever be able to answer all the questions or totally explain how God came in the flesh. If we could completely understand it, that would mean God would have to be pretty small and finite, because that's what we are. I'm so thankful God is bigger than our comprehension, and we won't ever be able to figure it all out. However, we have enough information, and we know enough to live by faith and trust him, knowing that he is God. For the rest of today's teaching, let's give our attention to Pastor J. Mark as he explains the rest of the statements from John 17 that call us to a higher way of living.
Very few people, if any, live up to their full potential. Most of us are doing less than what we are capable of doing. And that's true in many different aspects. Our minds are capable of much more than we often engage them with. Physically, we probably could do much more than we are doing if we were doing all we could. The real problem is when we are satisfied with less than what is possible. To be the best we can, we should reach for more every day. And so we need to know what is expected of us. In the two preceding messages, we focused on the prayer of Jesus just before he was arrested and crucified. Jesus prayed other prayers, but the ones recorded in the Gospels are mostly short. We do know from the Gospel records that Jesus spent whole nights in prayer sometimes, and on one occasion, he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. So Jesus truly was a person of prayer, but not many of his prayers are recorded for us. This one in John 17 is called by some people the high priestly prayer. Today I want us to think about the high calling of being a disciple as we look at the words of Jesus in his prayer from John 17 and verses 18 to 26. Listen as I read. As you have sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them, my followers, into the world. And for their sake, I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also who will believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you have sent me. And the glory which you gave me, I have given to them, that they may be one, just as we are one, I in them, and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me, and you have loved them, just as you have loved me. Father, I will that they also, whom you have given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world has not known you, but I have known you, and these have known that you have sent me. And I have declared unto them your name, and I will declare it, that the love wherewith you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. In this final part of Jesus' prayer, he set forth the distinctive rights his disciples, that's you and me, are to enjoy. The first right of disciples is to be sent like Jesus. Jesus prayed these words, "As you have sent me, even so I have sent them." That's a distinct mission. What a calling we have to be in the world like Jesus was in the world. This is a right which many disciples have missed, I'm afraid. The purpose is so that others will believe. That is why we are existing as disciples, to tell others so that there will be more disciples. And Jesus prayed that the world may know that you have sent me, that is, that the Father sent the Son. Yes, this is a very high calling, a right that too few disciples even care to think about. The world will know who Jesus is when we take our place, understanding that we have been sent into the world like Jesus was sent into the world. And you recall, nothing turned him aside from that calling. My friend, let me challenge you with this. If you are a believer, then understand that Jesus said we are in this world like he was in this world. I pray that God will help us to understand what that means in daily life. And then the second right of disciples is to be glorified with Jesus. I rejoice in this. Jesus prayed that he had taken the glory which God had given him and had showed it to his followers, and he had given it to them. He had expressed his desire to have his disciples enjoy the same kind of oneness that he and his heavenly Father experienced. And so several times in this prayer he said, that they may be one just as we are one. That's a beautiful idea, and one that we should certainly aspire to. It's a right, a high calling of our discipleship. But it is to me, I would say, even more wonderful to share in Jesus' glory. He said, he wants them whom the Father has given to him to share his glory. Jesus said, I want them to be with me where I am, that they may behold or gaze on my glory. You know, right now, our eyes are not equipped to see glory. We can't endure it. It's overpowering. But someday, when we have our new bodies, our resurrected bodies, our glorified bodies, we are going to be able to see God's glory in its fullness. And at that time, we are going to have the wonderful experience of sharing the glory of Jesus. That's our high calling. That's our right to be glorified with Jesus. And then there's another right of disciples. It is to be taught by Jesus. And so Jesus prayed, I have declared your name to them, and I will declare it. Jesus was a wonderful teacher, the best teacher. In fact, many people who deny that he was God in the flesh still acknowledge that he was a good teacher. Many people look at the teachings of Jesus and say, this is outstanding. This is better than any teaching we've seen anywhere else. You see, Jesus' followers knew that he had been sent by God, and they could understand from his teachings that he was more than an ordinary teacher. Even the common people knew that. He could pray, I have told them, so that the love which you have loved me with may be in them and I in them. There's a kind of personal instruction here. Yes, Jesus taught them, and to be taught by Jesus is a right, a distinct right of us as his disciples. I am glad to testify to the fact that Jesus does teach the believer. He teaches the disciple who is willing to learn. A disciple is a learner, a follower. But sadly, many believers do not live up to their rights. What a high calling we have, to be sent like Jesus into the world, to be glorified with Jesus in the future, and right now, to be taught by Jesus. And so I appeal to you, if you are a believer, attain your rights. If you have not yet become a believer in Jesus Christ, I urge you to do that today.
Was this teaching helpful? If you'd like a copy, either in print or a digital file, just contact us and ask for it by title, or log on to our website, heraldsofhope.org. The quickest way for you to connect with us is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. That email address is mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a printed manuscript or a digital file of this teaching. We'd be happy to send one to you. And when you contact us, you can request our Bible study guide, Hope Herald. It follows these radio programs and will help you learn more about what we're studying from John's Gospel. So ask for your free copy of the Hope Herald today. I urge you to tune in next week as Pastor J. Mark continues our study from John's Gospel. You won't want to miss it. And until then, keep looking to Jesus. He's our hope for today and for every day.